Hey guys, welcome to Tea in the Pod. How are you?
Hey sissy, how are you doing?
Just peachy, how are you?
Welcome to Tea in the Pod, everyone. We're glad to be back tonight. We do have a very special guest tonight.
We do.
Yes, we do.
I wish everybody could see his sweet, sweet face. We'll have to post a picture of him on our website when we get it up.
Yes. His name is Maddox. He is our nephew, and he is into racing and baseball. He's a very intelligent little boy, and we're very excited to interview him. How are you doing, Maddox?
Good.
Great. Maddox is very popular on the racing circuit at the Sportsdrome. This is what, your second year, correct?
Yes.
Great.
I mean, last year, the year before that, it was like, I only got to race in like the season championship.
Mm-hmm.
But, so basically makes like one race and then two whole full years.
Neat. Now, we have a couple of questions for you.
What?
First of all, what and who got you into racing?
It was like my papa, dad, and me, but at the same time, I was like watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like NASCAR, I think. And like, I was like, is there like go-karts that I could race? And like, I think my papa or my dad said, yeah. I think they signed me up for it.
Wow.
Was you scared at all when you first started?
No.
No?
Nope.
I remember on your second birthday, you got a dirt bike.
Yes.
It didn't have training wheels or anything.
It wasn't my second birthday.
No, it wasn't his second, no. Because we were at Heber's.
When I turned six, I got a dirt bike.
No.
Well, no, you were a little younger than that.
You were a lot.
Because your mom had bought it for you.
Fine.
And he went out at that big lot at Heber's because we celebrated your birthday there.
It was an electric one.
And, I mean, you were riding it like I was like, dang.
He was a natural.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it was like motorized.
Yes.
Yeah, but we knew you would probably be a race car driver. Now, what is your number on your car?
24.
And why 24? Tell me about 24.
Well, my number in my school locker is number 24. And it's like, it was like in second grade, first grade, kindergarten. I'm not quite sure about preschool. I don't think we had numbers in preschool.
What NASCAR is?
William Byron.
Is that one of your favorite race car drivers?
Yes. And a really cool fact is that one year he won the most races.
So that gives you something to shoot for, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I remember last year we were at a go-kart race and I said, Maddox. They were those cars racing. I don't know what they're called. I said,
Bandoleros?
Yeah. I said, do you want to do that when you get bigger? He said, heck no, I'm skipping that and going right to NASCAR.
No, it's not Bandoleros. Those were the young guns you're talking about.
Yeah, like
they're all destroyed. Yeah, they sound horrible.
Horrible. Yeah.
Horrible.
All right.
If you're in there, you probably get your ears blown. Probably not right to NASCAR, probably to like the Legends.
Yeah.
And then probably to Dirt. Truck, Xfinity, NASCAR.
Now, Maddox, when you're behind the wheel, when you're lining up for a race, everybody's getting in their position, and you're behind the wheel, and before the guy says go, what are you thinking about?
I don't think
about?
They say go, Janet.
Well,
I think they wave a flag.
Wave a flag, okay.
You know, like the guy in your ears, they wave the flag also at the same time to say go, 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 green. Oh. Like they say, okay, we're almost to green, one more lap to go, and then He says, green, green, green.
And then you know to go.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking about when you're sitting there and everybody's lining up and are you focusing on...
First of all, I think it's ridiculous that you can't pass before you pass the finish line. So it's like you have to stay behind the kid that's in front of you until you pass the finish line.
Which is actually pretty...
I think it's good for the... I think it's bad for the person behind me, but good for me, because I can really catch up to the kids in front of me and pass them easily.
Right.
But I'm thinking, what's going on behind me? It's like...
Are you?
You don't know what's...
Yeah.
Like, there could be a wreck at any second behind you.
Right.
Someone could ram you. Like this one time in my heat, this kid was getting up on my back bumper, ramming me, and like I felt it kind of, and then I held onto the steering wheel like so hard, like really hard, and then the kid just went flying, and I moved like 3 inches and didn't go anywhere.
Wow. So tell me about a couple of wrecks that have happened that you've been involved in, or maybe you accidentally caused, or any exciting wrecks.
First of all, there's no exciting wrecks.
Well,
good job,
but
Maddox.
But you know, when you tap, you know, when you're going so fast and you tap somebody and you spin them out, you're like, sorry,
is it legal?
And you just keep on going,
somebody?
Right?
Yeah, those are the good wrecks that you.
That's right.
Want,
so,
but at the same time, you don't, because then you may be disqualified. This one race, I was probably like one more hit away from getting disqualified. I did that like 2 times on accident.
Oh, so they get you. Do they tell you in your little earpiece?
Yes.
Number 24, watch out.
Yes.
Don't do that again.
Yes,
oh.
Yes. Well, this one wreck is when I was in my first race in flat. I was in first. Well, I passed this kid. I was in first. There's like one more lap to let go. And I was like 3 inches from the finish line. This kid had to ram me.
So on race day.
Like just completely ram me on the inside. And I went flying to the other side of the track and slammed my knee on the steering.
Does it make you mad when that happens?
Yeah.
Doesn't? So how do you react? Do you react?
Well, first of all, he's my friend, so I didn't react that bad.
Good, good. Well, and like you said, nobody is out there to hurt anybody.
I marched up to him and said, don't do that again.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Okay, Dale Jr.
That's right. So on race
Dale
day.
Dale Sr.
Oh, Dale
well,
Sr.
And yeah, Sr. too. Yeah, Sr. was the worst.
And Jordan. And
Gordon. Yeah.
Yeah, Gordon.
Yeah.
Jeff Gordon.
So now, let me ask you a question. When you're racing and you're going, doing all these laps and trying to get to the front, and the race is over, and you finish 7th or 8th or last, how does it make you feel?
Makes me feel like I want to jump through the fence.
Well, but it shouldn't, because guess what? You've raced as hard as you can race.
Well, first of all, if you come in last, you didn't race as hard as you raced.
But it could have been a car problem.
If you're not
you
first
gave
or
it
last.
First of all, my papa and my dad would not let it have a car problem at all. Like, at all. Like, in NASCAR, yeah, but, like, in this, there's no way. Second of all, I'm not that bad to come in last. So if I did come in last, I wasn't trying at all.
Well, no. And I think you're a fantastic race driver.
If you get in a wreck, you can still be able to pass people.
Yeah.
Like when I got in that wreck, I got so mad that I just passed I passed everybody until I got into 7th, and I finished 7th.
Well, there you
go. So what you're telling us is never give up.
To the outside too easy, passed them all 7th.
In your last race, we were there, you did very well. But there were a couple collisions with other cars, but not yours. You did real well. You came in first in the one, remember? And second in the other.
I don't.
Yes, you did very well.
But what we're hearing is even when you do have a wreck, you spin out, maybe you're in the grass, what do? You just get right back on that racetrack and do your best. So that's good. Do not give
up. Every lap is the best you can do, right?
That's
exactly right.
Race day is going to be a nice day. It's 72
degrees. Maddox, what speed do you go? What's your average speed?
40.
40 miles an hour.
Yeah, my champ. Papa, how fast do I go in my flat?
We're not sure yet.
To be determined. Yeah.
I think I probably go like, I'd say 30.
Probably 35.
Probably.
Have you ever been scared when you were in a race, like, because you've gone too fast?
No.
Okay.
When I first started in the champ, I was like, I was letting off the gas, and it was like, it was flying. Because I wasn't used to that speed. It was like flying down the track, and it's like the straightaway, but probably only take like 5 rollers.
So when it's race day, are you like excited all day long?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like when I'm in school, I just want to get out like in the middle of the day or something and just go and just get in my go-kart and just race.
Is that when you're happy? When you're the happiest is when you're behind the wheel racing.
And also when I'm playing baseball.
And I can understand that.
You know, you're living the dream of a lot of little boys that would love to have the opportunity.
That's right.
To race like
that.
They
don't have a papaw and a daddy like you.
And I hear you have a lot of sponsors.
Yeah. You want to talk about your sponsors a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. We'd love to hear about your sponsors. He can, as a matter of fact. We were talking about it earlier, weren't we?
Who's your sponsors?
Just name a couple of them right now.
I'll name them all.
Okay, go ahead and name them all.
Hunter Station, Johnny D's, Sherwin-Williams, Wyatt Painting, The Fitness Realtor, R&W Contactor Home Builders, Big Fork Scape, which is where my papa and my Aunt Missy... No, not Aunt Missy. Aunt Janet work. And actually, my papa, I think he owns the Wyatt Hall, which that is the Wyatt Hall. And you can go... And there, you can go in escape rooms, and also there's the smash room. So you can go there.
And you can also play bingo. What about...
Yes.
Bingo. Your daddy runs a bingo on Tuesday nights there.
He does. I know. At the top floor.
Yeah. You must have a big family, Maddox.
Yeah, it's huge.
Wow.
It is huge, isn't it?
And how does your big family, do we ever get on your nerves? Are you always so happy to have a big family?
Sometimes there's just too many people that it just gives them my nerves, and it's like, ugh.
But are you proud of your big family? Do you tell people that you have a big family and you're proud of us all?
Yes, I do tell them that. Yes, I do. Yes,
you
I
do? Do? Well, thank you, Maddox.
I think you're
heart.
One lucky little boy to have so many aunts and uncles, grandparents, parents, everyone.
That are all crazy about you.
And we all are supporting you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I mean, that's the thing. We're all crazy about Maddox.
Yeah.
So if you could tell a little boy, think about a little boy right now that maybe... wants to be like you. What advice would you give him on racing?
Well, first of all, pedal to metal.
Pedal to the metal. Little Ricky Bobby over here.
That's right.
For sure, never slow down. Well, no, wait, that's the same thing, basically. Let's see here.
Have fun with it and enjoy it.
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
Do your best.
Keep your mind sharp.
And don't even think about passing me, right?
There you go. Good luck on passing Maddox.
Yes.
It's before the race when they go over the rules. So pay attention to the rules.
Well, there really is no rules. You just have to, like... You'll know the rules. You'll know the rules.
Well, we're also very fortunate to have Maddox's Pat Paw and Pit Crew here.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Paw and my dad's Pit Crew.
So what do they do for you?
My Pat Paw, Wyatt, Pat Paw Step, and my dad.
So what does a Pit Crew do? What does your Pat Paw...
Well, they work on your car.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they make many adjustments in the winter.
Uh-huh.
And they bring... And they brought me to this go-kart place I want to go to again called Full Throttle. Go there. They have axe throwing.
Mm-hmm.
That too.
Huh.
Well... Sounds like you like to have a lot of fun.
Yes.
Do you ever get up underneath the hood with them? Help them fix your car?
I mostly just sit in it. They just make me sit. Sit in the seat for the wait.
Oh.
I'm like,
because you got all your safety stuff on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of safety stuff on.
Sitting there like 3 hours.
I know.
It's ridiculous. Like, let me out.
Oh, yeah.
So I bet it gets hot underneath all your uniform, doesn't it?
No.
No? Good. You know, when our mother used to drive a lot, she would drive and eat a cheeseburger at the same time.
Drink a cup of coffee.
Do you think you could drive a race car and eat a cheeseburger at the same time?
I mean, if I was steering with the right wheel.
All right, let's switch over to baseball.
I mean, no, steering with the right hand.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know a whole lot about baseball. So let's just talk about, what's your number in baseball?
5.
And what position do you play in baseball?
Left center and left field.
And what are those two positions?
Outfield.
Outfield?
Which I'm really not wanting to be.
Oh. What do you want to be?
I want to be like shortstop, first, third, second, pitcher.
Okay. Have you ever hit a home run?
No.
Okay. How many runs do you get normally in a game? Do you score normally in a game, I guess I should say?
I mean, last game I scored 2.
Wow.
I'd probably normally score 5.
Do you? Wow. That's pretty neat.
I think your papaw's shaking his head no on that.
I believed you.
That's why I'm staring at him right now.
Oh.
In a very weird way, frustrated at the same time.
Oh.
He must have not been at that game when you scored 5, right?
No.
Sorry about his luck, huh? He missed out.
That's right.
All right. Do you have a baseball question? I don't really know much about baseball to ask him.
What's an... Like a RBI in there, like, don't they go
runs batted in? What is your
like average? Do you know your average? Do y'all have averages? No,
okay.
Averages hit.
But yeah.
What position do you
like
play?
How hard you hit?
He already answered that.
Yeah.
Your aunt's getting old.
Getting. I think she's already gotten.
Is there anything going on in school you'd like to talk about?
Not really.
No? Is there anything going on at home you'd like to talk about?
I mean,
what would you?
Well, yes.
Okay, tell us. You got a new friend?
Yeah, he's named Calvin.
What? And he lives what, down the street or?
Like 4 blocks away.
Wow. Does he?
No, like 4 houses away.
Does he have the same interests like you do?
No.
No?
He just has the same baseball
interests. Oh. Interest.
He plays travel ball and same league as me, just
cool.
Better players and all that.
So Maddox, what is a happy day for you?
Definitely when I win a baseball game or win a race.
Good for you. He has got this adrenaline within himself.
Yes, he
does.
You
know, so it matches up with baseball, racing. I mean, he's always doing something.
Is there something you would like to tell our listeners about Maddox that maybe they don't know, because they don't know you. They're just listening to your voice and listening to the things you say.
True.
Is there something you'd like to tell them about Maddox?
Well, I also play football.
There you go.
And I'm wide receiver. Last year I was, I mean, I don't know why I was wide receiver. I had Brook hand slash butter hand slash, I don't know.
That is awesome.
You also played.
My aunt is laughing so hard right
now. You also played basketball before. Yeah, yeah, with Robbie Valentine. I remember
I
going
like
and watching
Valentine.
It.
I do not like him.
You don't like him? Why? You just when they, we get these young
if,
kids
if
on here,
kid
you can't some, stop what
does,
they're saying.
If a kid does something wrong,
uh-huh.
He'll say, do 1,000 push-ups. Do 5 million push-ups. Do 1 million push-ups. Do 1 million squats.
Well, let me tell you a story about Robbie Valentine.
Like
his truck broke down one time. And Robbie Valentine was a good friend of my service manager of where I used to work.
Okay.
And so when he would come in all the time, he'd always pick on me and stuff like that, teasing. And so when his truck broke down, he said, Janet, I'll just take your car. And I was like, oh, okay. And I gave him my car, and he drove my car. And he had it for the full day. When he got it, I had 3/4 of a tank of gas. When I got it back, guess how much gas I had?
None.
Exactly. So, Robbie, you owe me a tank of gas still to this day.
So, Robbie.
Yeah.
No wonder. We don't. None of us
That's
like Robbie.
That's why we don't
none
like Robbie.
None of us like Robbie. Robbie, you suck. Sorry.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why he's always so grumpy.
Not really.
Maybe, because he don't have no money for gas, I guess.
He don't know how to shoot, either.
He don't know how to... Oh. All right.
I mean, he could shoot, but it's like, he can't shoot a three.
Oh, he can't shoot a three? So tell me what else is going on in Maddox's world. I hear you're getting ready to be a big brother.
Yeah, my mom's about to have a baby named Brody Kai.
Brody.
Kai.
He's a big brother to a little sister, too.
That's yeah. Right.
Also, my aunt laughs like 24/7 while I'm doing this.
Uh-huh.
He thinks Tanya's hilarious.
Our sweet Maddox. Look how handsome he is.
He is.
He is the most handsome little guy.
Yep.
You ought to get a camera right there so they can watch it on TV, too.
Well, we're going to post your picture when we get our website
like,
up.
Yeah. Like, put a camera right there so you can see over there, right there. Like, no, like, right there so you can see over here.
Yeah, yep. he's not vain.
So let me ask you a question. Yeah. Did you enjoy being on our podcast?
Wait, I'm about to go off.
Did you enjoy being on our podcast?
Well, yeah.
Good.
Would you like to come back and be on it again and you can keep
your... Can I stay for the rest?
No,
we're not done. No. Oh. No. I just wanted to make sure you've had a good time so far.
Yeah.
Look at Melissa, Aunt Melissa.
Janet, this would probably be a good time to go on a break.
Want to?
That's right. Everybody deserves a
Maddox,
break.
Tell them we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
There you go.
This episode is sponsored by Integrity First. Integrity First is a nonprofit with the aim to help people struggling with addiction to achieve recovery. Integrity First sponsors a bingo every Tuesday night at Wyatt Hall, located at 61 Louise Street in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Doors open at 5:30 and bingo starts at 7. For more information, call 812-725-1046.
Welcome back to the Teen Pod Racetrack.
We've just been upgraded.
Yeah.
Very upgraded.
Yeah. So, now, we want to talk a little bit about your fundraiser. Tell us about that. And
well,
what the fundraiser is all about, all of that.
Well, the fundraiser is for, like this, we're going to put this track around the playground, so we're doing a fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
And anyone in the top 10 gets a limo to, what's it called? Pizza Hut, I think.
Wow.
Hunter Station, whatever pizza place.
Have you ever rode in a limo?
No, so
wow. This
is why I'm trying to get it.
Would it be just you and the other winners,
yeah,
or you and your family?
Me and all the other top tens. Also, if you want to donate to me, you can go and donate to me right now. If you want to, get me in top 10.
There you go.
How do you donate, do you know?
Well, I'm in top 10, but get me in first place.
Oh, well, your whole family, I know, has donated. We donated the very first day.
$825, I think. $895.
How much does he have, Papa? How much money does he have in there? $1,015.
Let me see.
Yeah.
I'm walking right over.
Still, donate to me. I'm in third place. Come on.
I can see that limo right now pulling up. Yeah. Beeping its horn.
I can see the limo pulling up right now in front of the house.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Everybody be so jealous.
I know it. And all your aunts would be like, please let us in. That limo driver be anyone. Saying, no way.
Jose.
So, now, you said you also played football, right?
Yes.
And what position do you play in football?
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Do you make touchdowns from when you're in the wide receiver?
No, they don't pass.
Oh, they don't pass?
I almost intercepted one, though.
Good for you. Do you like football?
Yeah.
Okay. And I hear that you want to play golf.
Yeah.
So you want to be a golfer?
Yes.
Well, you live on a golf course, so why not, right?
Well, my parents won't. They won't take me.
Oh, well, none of your aunts would take you either.
And I hear when you fly first class.
Mostly all the time, just once.
I've never flown first class.
I haven't either, Maddox.
We'll go with my mom. She'll order all first class.
We're all going with Maddox on vacation. Right. Now, when you go with Papaw, do you go first class?
No, we drive.
Huh. Well.
Yeah, we'd stop at hotels like 5 times a day.
Yeah. So when you go on vacation with your mom, do you stay in like the presidential suite? The really nice hotels.
First of all, my aunt's cracking up this whole time. She's cracking up even more.
I know it.
Well, crack up too much.
And you should see, he is so fidgety, he's not been able to sit still for 1 second. Oh, now he's sitting still for 1 second. He's proving a point.
Are you sure about that?
I am sure about that.
Do you have homework, Maddox?
No.
Okay.
No.
We don't want to get you in trouble.
But I think Papaw said it is about time for you to get ready to head out. So all of
No.
Do you have something else to say?
You can always.
You didn't ask me that many questions about football. I was like,
I don't. I'm a girl. I don't know nothing about football. Well, I don't even know what a wide receiver was.
Papaw does. Aunt Tanya does.
No, Aunt Tanya and Aunt Missy don't know jack about that stuff. Well,
I don't get paid to be here.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you better pay me then.
I'll
split it with him so he can talk.
Uh-huh. But you can always come back and be on our episode.
Right.
That way all your fans can be updated on your racing.
How about 1 month from now you come back?
No, next one.
Next week?
Yeah.
You want to be a regular?
Yeah.
The Maddox Minute.
Hey, yeah, right. Maddox Minute. I love it.
There you go. Maddox, tell everybody thanks for listening.
Well, first of all, if you work out of work, and you haven't sponsored my cart yet, sponsor.
There you go. Come see Maddox at the racetrack.
Sports Drum.
At Sports Drum number 24.
Black. American colors, the American looking cart, in Indiana, Jeffersonville, I'm not sure, Clarksville.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, Papaw?
Yeah,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
Clarksville. You need to speak more, Papaw. Mm-hmm. You don't speak enough.
Papaw was already
had his time.
Yes, we asked him all kinds of questions.
When?
On another episode. Yes.
He was on our episode about 3 weeks ago.
Hmm.
This was the Maddox episode.
The Maddox Minute.
Yeah.
I love it.
Daddy, yeah.
Maddox Minute. You want to tell everybody goodbye, Maddox?
Yes.
See you next time.
See you in a week.
Talk to you soon. See you later.
See you later. See you later.
All right, guys, welcome back. We got Maddox on his little way because he had to go to school tomorrow.
He did not want to leave, did he?
Didn't we have a good time, guys?
Oh, I loved it. It was fearless.
Yes,
we sure hope y'all enjoy it. We really do. All right, talking about being happy. We were happy earlier today, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
Belly laughing today.
The best lunch. We had the best lunch.
We did.
Our aunt's big birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to our wonderful Aunt Mary Jean. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mary Jean.
Yep, and our other two aunts were able to join us, and it was fantastic.
Yep.
Great stories. We missed Aunt Juanita being there, but hopefully we can get her.
Aunt Juanita wants to be on our podcast, and she wants to be on when Josh comes back. She wants to sing with him.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh. That is a freaking treat.
Right? That's awesome. Yeah.
But no, definitely. We'll definitely need to get our aunts on here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because the stories that they have.
Guys, they were hilarious.
Priceless.
Even if you don't know our family, you will still
get a kick out of it. Because it's things you've never even heard of.
No.
You know?
And you think they're making up these stories.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Right.
No.
They're not making up these stories. But man, you're talking about some strong women.
Definitely.
We came from a line of strong women.
We did.
Very much.
Very
you know what?
Women.
That's why we're strong.
Absolutely.
That's right. Hercules. Mm-hmm. Hercules.
Yes.
Honestly, just a few minutes ago, our little niece walked in our door. She stopped by to say hi with her little friends.
Sweet little Abby.
She's going to be on our episode one day also, little Abby.
Wonderful.
She does our commercials.
She does. And doesn't she do a great job?
Yes.
A
wonderful job. Yes.
But she is a movie buff just like Tanya.
Uh-huh.
And I think she wants to go over some Marvel.
And Stranger Things.
And Stranger Things.
Yes.
So we'll definitely
maybe go
get
over
to
some
that.
Movies. Yeah, do like a movie set of some sort or series.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't care whatever she wants to talk about. Just spending time with your little niece is priceless.
Right. Absolutely.
So,
guys, we look forward to talking to you next week.
We do, guys.
Thank you so much.
Time's up.
Yep. Thank you.
See you later.
See you later, guys.
Until next time.